I don't think they'd qualify for even a community purpose exemption unless they filled out the proper paperwork. You know, I hate to be a bureaucrat about this, but there's a lot of questions that I would raise about why are you a community purpose. First of all, it has to benefit the majority of the community. I'm not so sure that 215 acres up in Indian River Valley would be a community purpose use. You know, certainly it's enjoyed by people walking the cross trail, but that's on an easement. I know that there's been subdivisions of that land, and that certainly wasn't for a community purpose. It was for Sheldon Jackson's income. And likewise with some of the sales that they've done around the campus, including two properties on Jeff Davis Street and the property on the east side of the campus. Those were subdivided off, some of them years ago, some of them recently. But they were clearly sold off to support the school and their endeavors. But I guess where I'm going to is the highest and best uses and what the law says about use of a property. And it's not so much who owns it, it's how it's being used. And, you know, for a community purpose, I'd want to know a lot more details other than, you know, I'm just making this appeal because we don't qualify for an educational exemption, therefore we must be a community exemption. Well, I contend they're not exempt to anything. They're not acting like an exempt entity. They're acting like a development company. They're selling land, they're leasing property. And without the status from the state of Alaska to allow them to enroll students, I don't see where they fill that niche of education. I certainly don't see the niche for community purpose.